Coming up here on Talk of the Bay in just a moment, we'll be talking about a dialogue taking place in our community tonight between people on different sides of the Palestinian-Israeli divide, trying to bridge that gap through community dialogue. That coming up next on Talk of the Bay. Engaging the Other is the name of a public participatory evening of dialogue among Santa Cruz residents, youth, and adults, with personal narratives and a new quality of communication, including about the parallel 1948 Israeli independence and Palestinian catastrophe. It's facilitated by a couple named Libby and Lynn Traubman. They're co-founders of the 15-year-old Jewish-Palestinian Living Room Dialogue and also the organization Beyond War, which was taking a hard look at the nuclear arms race and what we could do about the dangers. They are joining many community people this Thursday tonight at 7 p.m. sharp to 9:30 p.m. at the Messiah Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall at 801 High Street in Santa Cruz. And they've been doing this for 25 years, facilitating dialogues between so-called enemies. Joining me by phone is Len Traubman, and he is coming in from Palo Alto area. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being here on Talk of the Bay. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm sorry Libby couldn't be here, but she had to go to her physician, and she's well, and we're really looking forward to being with you in Santa Cruz tonight.
Well, tell me about what inspired you to do these dialogues. This is one of those issues, like abortion, like so many others, where it seems like we've been talking about them forever and never getting anywhere new. What inspired you to try to do this in community settings?
Well, I think it's related to the commentary you just broadcast to say we're better than this. And it's true for Palestinians and Jews and everybody on the planet. We really got launched into this when we did help found the Beyond War movement. And when we first went to the Soviet Union and met the enemy face to face, and we thought, oh, my God, we've been wasting so much time. They're so easy to relate to deeply and quickly, and and so easy to cooperate with. And we thought that nothing replaces face-to-face relationship, and it became so clear.
It's so much easier, though, isn't it, to foster that level of trust between individual citizens of these countries that are supposedly enemies than it is between their government officials that are, even through diplomatic channels, sparring. You know, when you hear this funny kind of threatening, weird diplomatic language that's so calculated to do certain things, and then you hear regular dialogue, there's such a difference there.
Well, what it reminds us is of how change actually happens, and it does not begin from the top, and that every example of change we can think of begin with individual citizens engaging really at the heart so that the brain starts to work right and gets creative. And it's the citizens who really create the models, the small, working, compelling, intelligent models that work their way up to later and at the end being adopted by the larger community and nations.
Well, certainly the Soviet Union is an interesting example, especially because they're kind of going backwards again in their government toward where they were. But there was a long period of kind of glasnost, you know, where the public said, we want this badly, and we don't want to be here anymore. And maybe that came from the grassroots up.
Yes, and it's a good example of it's not no longer okay for citizens to be spectators to experts and professional politicians, that because the motivation gets all mixed up, and politicians themselves tell us they really can't move beyond the people. They can only nudge the system a little. So that's why we'd even come to Santa Cruz, and why it's so important for people, citizens, to engage face-to-face and really see that truly an enemy is one whose story we haven't heard.
And how many people from the Palestinian side will be there that you know, and how many people from the so-called Jewish side, you know, Israeli side, will be there?
Well, the evening really is for the whole community. We are simply facilitating, and we can't tell you who's going to be there. But it is for people, it is to begin engaging the other with a new quality of listening. And while the narratives will include people's life stories, each person will have the opportunity to fully participate with a partner during the evening after they see a Palestinian and a Jew model what good listening to the other's story is like. And they will have an experience of how to communicate in a new way. because it's our understanding that it's been a little tough in the Santa Cruz community for people to come together other than by taking sides.
Well, there have been protests against speakers that have been brought to the UCSC campus or brought by the Resource Center for Nonviolence to talk about this issue. The side that feels like they shouldn't even been brought here comes, and or there's a film shown and everybody shows up and says, you're anti-Israel if you talk about the pain of the Palestinians and vice versa. It's very kind of polarized. And so I guess you maybe rightly picked this community because of that tenor that people feel like holding up signs and yelling at the people attending a movie is a way to promote dialogue. It doesn't seem to me a very useful way to talk to one another is yelling over a picket line. But that's what has been going on a lot.
Well, the quality of listening all over the planet, we're not listening, is terrible. And we're not listening to the earth, and we're not listening to each other, though everybody wants to be heard. And so the real need on the planet is for a new quality of listening without yes, but. And we find the experience in working with Soviets and Americans and Armenians and Azeris, and now with Jews and Palestinians for over 15 years, is that this really begins face-to-face, and not at the level of political differences, but at the level of personal story.
Now, what's your personal story? Is you are Jewish, is that correct?
Yes, I was born before World War II, and before the Holocaust, and before the Nakba, and before the birth of Israel, in Duluth, Minnesota, where my ancestors were, my great-grandparents were the first Jewish couple to live there in the 1800s, yes.
That's a long way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what inspired you? Did you get personally inspired to do this because of your Judaism and your background, or just because of your watching this lack of understanding happen?
Well, for Libby and me, this work is really spiritual. And what I mean by that is that, after we were married in the late 1960s, and at the same time the planet of the Earth from space was shown to us for the first time, and we had children, our interest turned from our own professions toward the planet, and seeing that, and just asking the question, what from our faith traditions, what really works in real life, and how can we move from being self-centered and listening to only our own story to being other-centered and caring for the whole planet and listening to everybody, no exceptions. And we do have to be able to listen to everybody, because if you exclude people, it drives them crazy. And we're seeing that happening in the Middle East and all over the world.
That's why people pick up bombs, so they can get heard, right? So
yep.
It's a kind of a rough way to get heard, but that's where that comes from, I believe. You and your wife are both retired but professional doctors and dentists, orthodontists. Where did you find time amidst raising your families and becoming professionals in your field to create whole, peace organizations, dialogue organizations? It seems like you have this huge, triple life going on.
Well, it's true. I was a pediatric dentist for 35 years in San Francisco and taught at the medical center. And Libby was a clinical social worker until she had our son and daughter. It's all one life. It's really all one. And it's not that you don't live it at work and live it in your marriage and in parenting and coaching. They aren't separate lives, and it's just, I think that, when I learned the Russian language enough to communicate with them during the Cold War, you just do it out of, I guess it's just a deep motivation and out of a need of the planet, and you just decide what you're going to do with your life.
On your list of the stages you take people through to get them to the point, where they're ready to take on the whole world, you have these stages of, engagement that first you have to decide to engage. And they so much reminded me, and maybe that's where my brain is these days, but of how a personal relationship develops, where it's very much you have to decide whether to go out with the person, and then secondarily what you're doing together.
Yeah.
And third, it broadens out to what work you're doing in the world. What are you doing besides just hanging out together? What kind of bigger impact might you make in the planet? And that's the question you ask the people that are engaging in this Palestinian-Israeli dialogue, those same questions. You have to make a decision to even sit down. Can you take us through
those? Really clearly, you just have to engage. And people want peace, but they don't want relationships. And it can't be. This is about people, and it's about relationships. And the governments follow. They do treaties, but it's way after the citizens have local and then regional and then national dialogues and agree on principles, like we're going to live our life together and we're going to listen. And the engagement is the most, it is the first step, it is the foundation of the process of change. And if people want human rights, they certainly have to sit down with the other, because we have to have that experience of the other that demonstrates to the other, who probably is afraid to even sit down, that the other is human and equal. And the big change that happens inside of people, call it born again, I don't give it your own name, but we start to want the best, not just for ourselves, but for the other. And that's what happens, and that's why we do this engaging the other experience tonight in Santa Cruz.
I'm speaking with Len Traubman, who's been watching people on really polarized positions talk to one another, which is revolutionary and radical in this day and age. When it comes to things like the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and I want to bring Michael Zucker, who's here in the studio with me. He is a salmon fisherman, but among other things, and we've talked with him on this show about that, he's involved with this group as well, and he's like me. He's a secular Jew. He's culturally Jewish, but doesn't have this deep relationship with Israel like so many people do who, you know, have gone there and who have identified with Israel. But to me, and I want to bring you into this discussion, it tends to go quickly to either I have a right to exist or you do, but not both, and that I'm living in your space. Sorry, you can't be here. It's really about land, and it's about a right to be somewhere physically on the planet, and that's rather fundamental, and it's sort of non-negotiable. Either you have a place to be or you don't, or you have rights or you don't.
Well, I'm also a member of the Santa Cruz Interfaith Dialogue Group, and several members of our group were very instrumental in sponsoring and putting together a series of what were known as the Illuminating Dialogues at UCSC, which explored the possibilities for peace in the Middle East region, Israel, Palestine. And it looked at it at in depth from many different perspectives, having to do with the land, having to do with religious beliefs on both sides. And as the 60th anniversary of Israeli independence and the parallel event, Nakba, or the catastrophe, as it's known to the Palestinians, approached, our group decided that the next step was to focus on bringing some of the things that we had learned through the Illuminating Dialogues to, on a personal level, a personal perspective here, to the members of the community in Santa Cruz. And that's why we decided to ask the Traubmans to come and to educate us on their method of compassionate listening and dialogue. We felt that this was really the next step in Santa Cruz to try to, in a way, alleviate some of those tensions.
And there are tensions within the Jewish community, too. There are people who want peace, and they want everybody to get along. I think everybody wants peace. But within the Jewish community, there's not a lot of peace, because if you bring up the Palestinians' rights, you get accused of being anti-Israel, and it shuts down the dialogue rather rapidly. And these are people that normally at a wonderful Hanukkah or Passover celebration, you'd say are your tribe, they're part of you, and that you're together here as a small minority in a big pool of people. But yet there are fractures within this little community in this town that I see very sadly show up when this one topic comes up.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly we try, and this is an attempt to reach out to everyone here in this community, and we hope that a lot of people will come tonight and see, you know, what the Traubmans do to bridge all those gaps, not just, as you point out, not just across Palestinian, perhaps, and Israeli lines, but also within the Jewish community itself, because there is definitely a big split.
I have dear friends who consider themselves Jewish until this issue comes up, and they say, I want no part of it because I don't sanction that. And so, therefore, they're alienating themselves from the entire Jewish community. And that's sad to me. That's a loss for everyone, because it's small enough to begin with. And I don't know if you want to jump in here, Len, but this kind of thing.
Well, I just think for just to show that potential of the Jewish and the Muslim community, it's very important, as you said, never to write off anybody. We were just invited to be part of a workshop at a Hillel summit in Washington, D.C., where They expected 300, and 700 came from all the university campuses to talk about, it was called Imagining a More Civil Society, and was all about engaging the other. And in the same hand, we were invited to be with 40,000 Muslims in Chicago at the Islamic Society of North America meeting to have a conference. And as we will tonight in Santa Cruz, we will give people who come, if it will help them, very inspiring and instructional videos that we made, both of which were filmed by a Santa Cruz resident, Marigold Fine, one called Dialogue at Washington High, and the other called Peacemakers, Palestinians and Jews Together at Camp, which we enact near in a camp near Yosemite National Park each year. So those DVDs will be freely available to people who are there tonight.
And we should add, it seems in your invitation that people who are neither on any side of this issue but feel that it's crucial to resolve because of look what's happening in the Middle East can come participate as well, that you don't have to be Palestinian or Jew to be at this dialogue because, after all, a lot of the terrorism in the world is directly attributed, they say, to this particular issue, that it's used as a reason or excuse or whatever.
We'd hope that the whole community would come tonight because everybody's going to be able to participate personally and fully. And it's very much in solidarity with a historic first on the planet. There was just last week the first International Day for Sharing Life Stories. And it was enacted all over the world. And it shows how in touch and on the leading edge the Santa Cruz community is, the interfaith community that's calling for this evening of engaging the other tonight.
Well, again, I'm very involved with recording people's stories and listening to them and doing oral histories, and I'm always awed by the power of that listening that happens to the person who's telling their story as well as the listener.
It is absolutely life-changing for both the listener and the storyteller.
Have you found that to be true, Michael, that when you listen to stories, you or yourself are changed by them, but also the fact that the person's being witnessed changes themselves as they're listening to themselves tell it?
Absolutely. And I've seen this, the one of the DVDs that Lynn's referring to, and they're very powerful stories. And for me, I went through a big change over the last few years, learning much, much more than I had ever known about the other side, and it's been fantastic. So I hope to be able to continue to facilitate this dialogue here in Santa Cruz, and I hope everybody can make it. Who can make it will get up there tonight.
Let's give out the information one more time. It's called Engaging the Other. It's a workshop facilitated by Libby and Lynn Traubman, who have been doing this for 15 years, these Jewish-Palestinian living room dialogues. You can join your neighbors and for an evening of not only storytelling but music, it sounds like, listening and learning. That's tonight at 7 sharp at Messiah Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, which I think it's cool, it's at a church. And it's at 801 High Street in Santa Cruz. If you'd like more information, do you recommend people signing up ahead of time, Lynn?
Oh, I think just come on over and be there a little before 7, because we're going to start at 7 sharp, and it's going to be a fantastic personal experience that will give people tools to take back to their schools or their homes or their businesses to really make a whole new quality of relationship building wherever they spend their time.
And if people are outside the area and want to just take a look at the work you and your wife have done, it's really quite impressive. Would you like to give out your website?
Yeah, just Google Jewish-Palestinian Dialogue. The search engines are very friendly toward the work. Or if you're interested to see what the films are, just Jewish-Palestinian videos.
Or look up Libby and Lynn Traubman. That's Traubman. And I want to thank you so much for being here with us today on Talk of the Bay.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
This is Talk of the Bay on KUSP. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman. This is Central Coast Public Radio. And Talk of the Bay is your source for interviews about local arts and public affairs, as well as the national issues that hit home here on the Central Coast. The Talk of the Bay team brings you in-depth analysis and discussion. And if you missed anything you heard on this show, you can always go to our website at KUSP.org and download episodes. So anything you missed, you don't have to miss it any longer.